Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. Hello, everyone.
We've missed you. To you on this Thursday night, so I hope you're listening to us on Friday morning.
Yes, I hope you're on your way either to work or back home from work, and you're thinking about what drink you're going to have at happy hour tonight.
I think it's normal to wake up and think what kind of drink you want at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I agree. And usually it's like, I always think, when my friends are like, do you want to, go to dinner? And I'm like, just, drinks is fine.
I never commit to dinner. I'm like, oh, I'll meet you for a drink. And then if, it's fun, I'll stay out.
Yeah. So that's probably, like my friends are going to dinner and it's just, I've got a long day on Saturday. So I'm like, ugh. But a drink. I'd definitely take a glass of wine.
What are you doing Saturday?
I'm going to the USC game. So
are you gonna see? What if you see Shannon Bedore there?
That's my new goal. She has to be there. It's homecoming weekend.
Oh my gosh, she's totally gonna be there. What if she's there with Jeff Lewis?
Oh my god! All I'm gonna yell out is Shannon Bedore. What's the score?
No, what's her maiden name?
Shannon Storm. Shannon Storms, give me the weather.
No, you need to be like, Shannon Storm, I've got a new premise for you. I want Jeff Lewis to be your matchmaker.
I'm going to pitch her our show.
I love it.
Mary.
I love it.
Mary.
I wish you luck.
Thank you. It's just sometimes like, it's just like our two brains are so much better than one.
I agree.
They're really equal to a half a brain, but like sometimes they're equal to two full brains.
Oh my goodness.
That's how the magic works. So anyways, I'm going to look out for Shannon Bedore and Jeff Lewis. Maybe
you might not. You might not recognize her because she's so skinny since she's repping 310 shakes.
I mean, Shannon, first off, she dropped 200 pounds. Goodbye, Beattie Bedore. He's out.
He was definitely not 200. I feel 175. Like
175. He's short, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so 175. Then she's dropped another like 20. She looked bomb at the reunion. These 310 shakes she's repping. She's looking bomb in those photos.
She's ready. It's single Shannon's time.
Do you think she drops her married name for the maiden name, or do you think she keeps it?
If I was her, I would keep it because I like...
Because you're kids.
I'd like to have my kid's last name, even though I don't have kids.
Right, but it's the sentiment of, I get it.
Yeah. I get really confused. So many people, moms in my class, don't have the same last name, but they are married.
They're just like the ladies of the modern era.
I'll just be like, oh, Madeline's mom's here. I'm like, I don't know what you want me to call you.
How was Halloween at school this week?
Oh, I was.
Yeah.
Cruella de Vil.
Kris Jenner.
Cruella de Vil.
Kris Jenner.
Wait, our favorite comment was, because we put it on the story, someone wrote back, oh, she dressed up as Peggy's car.
It was so genius. Because
it was only the black and white.
Yes, the black and white wig. It was so good. But then you had like a kid who came as like Alexa. Echo.
This was also really funny because I dressed up as Cruella and I debated bringing, I brought a cigarette holder because like that was like a prop of hers. And I was like, this is kind of inappropriate. I didn't actually have a cigarette in it or anything like that.
That was for 6 o'clock that night.
Yeah, no, just kidding. Totally. And all the kids are like, what is that? They're like, is that a wand?
You're like, stay as long as you can. Preserve your innocence.
I was like, yeah, it's a wand. Like, they had no idea. And then in the school newsletter, literally, I'm the first picture of my costume and me inhaling the fake thing. It's so bizarre.
Is it an e-newsletter?
Yes. I was like, why would you guys add that in the newsletter?
What was their answer? No answer?
I didn't even ask.
Oh.
Well. Yeah, but we had some pretty other, like, brilliant costumes. This girl dressed up as an Alexa, and she had a microphone inside of it. And she was so funny. I was like...
Did she wear it all day?
No. Oh. She wore it for the parade and, like, certain other things. But she was, like, pretty brilliant. I was like, Alexa, play my favorite song. She's like, the Wi-Fi's not working right now.
Oh, my God. That's so smart. Third grade.
Wow. No, they had some pretty witty costumes. I'll give them that.
Proud of them.
How was your Halloween?
Oh, my actual day of Halloween was very mellow as I thought I was 22 years old and went a little hard Saturday night.
Tell me more.
Well, considering this is a PG podcast, let's just say I went to the West Side. I was dressed as a cat, I thought, but I also put leopard spots on my face because I thought that would like enhance my cat costume. But really, it's just more confusing because was I a leopard or a cat? No idea. Mm-hmm. No idea. I met this, what I thought was a man, turned out to be a boy. thought he was a scarecrow because I had had a few dozen drinks at that point. And I was like, your scarecrow costume's awful. He's like, that's because I'm white trash. I'm like, oh. And then I like again, was like, your scarecrow costume is so stupid. And he's like, again, I'm still white trash. And he had like a blacked out tooth. And I was like, okay, you're going to be my boyfriend for the night. I like you.
It was the blacked out tooth.
It was the blacked out tooth. I was like, I'm in. And so I was like, how old are you? And he's like, I'm 25. I'm like, oh God. I'm like, I'm old enough to be your mother. I'm 31 years old. And he's like, oh my God, this leak. I don't know why he stuck around for so long.
He knew what he was getting into.
Yeah. And then he offered to, there was a house party. He said he'd take me to. And it was, I did not know how far it was until I was in the Uber for 45 minutes.
And literally, LA scares me so much. I could like end up in San Diego down there. Like, yeah. I'd be like, what?
Yeah. Oh, so basically,
an hour away.
So basically, I was in Venice and I left when the bars closed. And then I got stuck in Redondo, which is like 40. And mind you, I live in West Hollywood. So that's like 45 minutes to an hour. So then I had to call an Uber. And I was like, I got to get the fuck out of here. Like, where the fuck am I? I don't know where I am. Like, there was a no house party, by the way. No house party. His
room. Oh, the famous house party trick when you're the only two at the party.
Yeah. Well, then his roommate was there, but he was already passed out face down into the couch.
And I was like, he also white trash?
No, just like a dead human at that point. And so I was like, I got to get out of here. I got to get out of here. So then I took this Uber and I was like, just take me home. The Uber is a 45-minute ride, right? So then I'm like, I've had this problem with Uber. So 2 weeks ago, I had passed out. I think I told you I passed out on my friend's couch and I woke up at 6:30 a.m. and I was like, take me home. And so I thought that I had put home in and I'm like, I must have put a different address. And so it ends up taking me to this hotel at like 6:30 a.m. And I'm like, this guy must think I am a streetwalker. So that was 2 weeks ago. It takes me to this hotel. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I put in the wrong address. I don't live here. He's like, okay. So he takes me home. So again, I do that last weekend. And it takes me to, I press home on my Uber and it takes me to the fucking hotel again.
What is this hotel that you, is reoccurring in your life?
I've been there once for dinner 7 months ago. It? Beauty what in hotel? Essex is the restaurant and the hotel is the Dream Hotel.
How far is it from your house?
It's like 2 or 3 miles. But like I couldn't figure out when he was going. He like passed my exit and I was like, there must be tons of traffic. And then he like got off on Hollywood Boulevard and I was like, what the hell? How much traffic is there that we went like 3 exits fat, like away from my house?
No.
And the guy, again, must have thought I was like a streetwalker. And I was like, I just have to go. So he took me home, but it just, I'm not 22.
Awkward city.
Awkward city. Like, but mama still got it. Can pick up a 25.
Yeah, yeah, you get it, girl.
The moral of this story is age is just a number.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. I hope my mom's not listening.
To the blog?
To the blog. I hope she's not listening to our blog. But, okay, let's talk about housewives for Halloween.
Okay, so
Ramona.
I loved... Okay, Ramona is Britney Spears. I mean, oops, she did it again. I freaking
loved
it. Holy
shit. She looks better than Britney.
She really did. She really did. I want to look that good at 60. I mean,
I want to look that good at 31.
I know. I have more wrinkles than her.
I have more jelly rolls than her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Rockstar jeans. God bless you.
Uh-huh.
I went back to the gym today.
Yeah.
And I was like, I kept on putting it off, kept on putting it off. And then I was like, okay, I'm signing up for a class and I'm going.
What gym?
And I was like, I go to Orange Theory.
Oh, right.
And I like look at my thing and it's like, you have not gone since October 1st. I'm like, what? I was like, I did that a whole month. I had no idea.
Ugh. Wait, that sounds lovely. I mean, I just got a gym pass.
I hadn't gone for a month, though.
Yeah, I haven't gone in over a week.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Okay, well, Countess Luann, she must be going to the gym because she looked great, too.
Except that she did blackface, but, like, whatever.
No, I think
she's going to blame it on a spray tan, but she was Diana Ross.
Oh, I thought she just, yeah, it was a spray tan.
Sure. It was the dark spray tan.
No, because it was over her whole body.
Yeah, okay, fine. She went as black body.
Okay.
Is that better? Is that better?
But, whatever. But she was talk about, bombed.
I thought I was drunk Saturday night. Luann took the cake. Like, she, like, was almost Mexico Luann.
Bethany Frankel's stories on Instagram were fantastic. But like, she also totally, she's such a bad friend.
Oh, like, she will do what she can to embarrass you and then be like, no, haha, it's funny.
Yeah.
Also, why was she out?
What was Bethany's costume? What was her costume? Like some pink lady? Like Erica I'm a Barbie Jane? Girl?
I don't know. I felt bad for her, but I'm also like, okay.
Well, she's had a hard week.
Sad Cookie news. Died. Cookie died. And I can only like imagine the pain. I literally couldn't go to work for like a week when my dog passed. It's like very difficult. It's like it's
Cookie,
so sad.
17 years. That's 17. A long life.
Like she, like, I mean, she was with Bethany through Jason, both of them. Probably through the Celebrity Apprentice with Martha Stewart, through Ramona yelling at her on the bridge that she'll never have any friends or be in love.
Yeah. They've like, gone through hard times together.
They really have. And it's just like Cookie was there for her. Now Cookie to Boo Boo is Cookie to dead. Too soon. I know. I'm sorry. That was too
Yeah,
much.
That was
I'm
mean.
Sorry.
That was
I'm sorry mean. Because it's hard. It's really, I feel really bad because it's really hard. But I also like want her to like go more. And like she's on these E! Interviews today. She was on like Watch What Happens Live like on Wednesday. Like,
and she was she's always like on fire on Watch What Happens Live. And I want to know what her drug of choice is because I do know via Kathy Griffin that Andy Cohen offers his guests blow before they go on the show.
Do you think it's true or not?
100%.
Yeah, I agree.
He's got to be like on fire. I've like read his books. It's like he's hungover every single day.
Right. Like he has that Coke drip every morning.
Yeah, Andy Cohen parties hard. I'm totally Team Griffin on this one. And I just, like, will never forget when I read his book and he'd always talk about how he was partying with John Mayer. And
they're both deadheads.
Well, I will let my body be his wonderland.
Any day.
My body, your body is a wonderland.
It's so good.
That album, Room for Squares.
Oh,
amazing.
My God. Wait, I have a funny John Mayer story. Have sure. I told you this? And I still, I don't know if I should tell it in the wake of all this stuff that's been happening.
Okay.
But I'm still going to. But I love him anyways. So he was like 18 or something when, or like 20 when that album came out, when he first started doing promotion for it. And I remember.
The Room for Squares that was Periodic Table, the actual CD.
Yes. And so anyway, yeah. So he did a concert in Park City, and this is like before he like really made it big. And so my dad was like, oh, here, I'll give you tickets. You can go. So me and like three friends went and saw him. And then they were like, oh, do you want to go meet John Mayer? And I was like, yes, mind you, we were like 14, 15 at the time. Well, one of the girls I looked with legitimately looked like she was like 18 years old. Like she just looks so old. She's 14. Yeah. And so we're like backstage and like talking to John. And by me talking to John, I'm like, your body is a wonderland. Like it just was like really
you're like,
awful.
Yeah. I'm like, sorry. I have something stuck in my braces.
Yeah. I'm like, I started my period sick. 2 years ago. Anyways, so he like starts hitting on my friend. And, like, I don't know what to do, so, like, I get really weird. I'm like, she's 14! Like, shout this at John Mayer. And I shout this at him, and he's like, whoa, 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 oh, okay, sorry, like, didn't real, like, you just look older. And she's like, and she, like, gives me this look, and I'm like, oh, what, you were gonna go hook up at 14 with John Mayer? Like, get the fuck out of here. And I was like, sorry, I was cock-blocking at 15 before I even knew what that was.
Oh my God, that is so good.
But anyways, he's so funny. Like his Instagram lives are hilarious. I spent an hour watching one last week.
I actually hopped on it the other day.
Did you write him a comment?
I did. I
wrote him a comment, and then my tennis coach texted me and said, saw you on John Mayer's live. And I'm like, no.
Stop. That is so horrifying.
And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, yeah, you asked him this question. I was like, shit.
You're like, why were you on it too, though?
Oh, because we've talked about John Mayer. It's so embarrassing. Like, I get called out on Instagram all the time because I forget. Like, I didn't realize that your friends can see when you comment on things that they also follow. So, like, sometimes I just like to leave celebrities comments. You know?
All the time.
Like, all the time. Tom Brady, literally every photo, I just write, Tommy B. Every photo. Like, but
That's like me and Chef Matt when I write to him from two judgy girls.
Oh, yeah, you guys, I caught Mary. I was going into our DMs, and I caught that Mary had responded to one of Chef Matt from Below Deck's, like, stories. What did you write?
You guys, I'm in love with him. I think he has a drinking problem like myself, and, like, we could have the Sunday scaries together.
Like, and you guys could help each other.
Yeah, and we, like, order takeout and never leave the house and be in robes.
You wouldn't even have to do takeout. He'd cook for you.
Oh, my God. It would be a dream.
I know. That's it. Okay.
And, like, I hear, like, Canadians. Canadians are, like, nice.
So sorry.
They're nicer than... And I could wear, like, a Canadian tuxedo for him.
I love a good jean-on-jean look.
Oh, jean-on-jean all the time.
All the time. Chambray, a little jean bottom. Oh, perfect. Anyways, we've digressed, per usual. Sorry, followers that give us 2 stars.
For ADD. Sorry, we don't have a prescription for Adderall. Sorry, I don't have a prescription for Ritalin.
If I had a prescription for Adderall, I would be looking like Stassi.
And speaking of Stassi, the Vanderpump trailer came out.
What a segue! What did you think of the trailer?
Brittany and Jax look great and skinny, and I'm just so confused. Are they together or are they not? I don't know.
He commented, someone asked if they're together, and he commented no. I don't understand. Is he fucking with us? Like, I don't get it. Is he mean, like, no, like, I have a receding hairline? Like, what is he, like, commenting about?
I don't know. And then I really wonder, I'm like, who actually pretend works there still?
I think they all do. Like, it seems like in the trailer that Stassi started working there again.
I mean, that is, like, so far-fetched.
So ridiculous. I mean, she's a really successful podcast. Have you ever listened to her podcast? It
sucks.
Yeah. She probably says that about us, too.
Because she listens all the time.
All the time. Hi, Stoss. See you, sir. Goat cheese balls.
Wait, and then, like, Bubba, Bubba.
Bubs. And Bubby. Bubby.
But I loved at the end of the trailer, it was, like... Jax, like, is fucking losing his shit, and he throws a phone against the wall. And
Tom, like, is hammered, right?
He's like, hey, is that my phone? I need that. Like, that was, like, such a brilliant ending.
It was so good. It was so good. Yeah, and, like, Sandoval and Ariana might be breaking up.
She looked a little bigger.
Bigger, really? I really like her bob haircut. I think it looks really good on her.
Yeah, she's gorge.
Also, I think Shayna is trying to single white female Stassi. Because now she's like keeps wearing this blonde wig. And I'm like, it doesn't look good on you. And you know what? Your boyfriend used you. He literally got together with you a week before filming and broke up with you after everything was edited.
So brilliant.
Like.
Slow clap.
You Eddie Cibrian that shit.
Who's the bachelor guy that he's friends with? Jake Pavel.
Jake Pavelka. Yeah, remember him in Vienna? Yeah. Jake Pavelka's not a good person.
No.
Not that I know him, but.
But yeah, it looks like a good season. And then it also reminded me because they have Lisa at the Long Beach Pride, and we saw her that day at Sir.
Right.
And I was, there's like a lot of stuff that happens that day, and I'm kind of excited because I'm like,
we were basically there.
I was creepily taking selfies, but really just taking pictures of her.
Yeah, and she, like, knew. And that was cool. And, like, Rumpy Pumpy or one of her dogs. I don't know.
It was a Cocker Spaniel. And I talked to her about it. I was like, yeah. I had a Cocker Spaniel.
Yeah, you, like, tried to relate. Oh, my God, that's right. You tried to relate as if, like, you didn't know it was LVP. Did you see her Halloween costume?
No.
She was wearing little booty shorts and, like, a bustier, like, corset.
No, she's too old.
She looks great, but it was a little jarring to see her legs.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen them before.
Yeah.
Not above the knee.
And this was like thigh gap style. Very high. Also, a new trailer went on this week. Did you watch the
relationship?
You said, hey, it's me, Cam. Shep, what are you looking for in a girl?
But we love Cam because she likes her stuff.
No, I love Cam. But it's like...
Has she had the baby?
Oh, my God. No, she's going on, like, week, like, 65 of that baby.
I know.
I feel bad for her because I know... And I know she hasn't yet because she's still checking our stuff, like, our stories. I see her name pop up. So I'm like, okay, there's no... We're, like, Cam Watch 2017 right now.
Yeah. But I, once again, he is not attractive, and I think he looks sickly.
If they did this after season two, I'd be all in.
I agree. No, but I have this theory that maybe he, like, doesn't feel good. Maybe he really is sick, and he drinks to, like, make himself feel, like, normal. Like, feel, like, at zero.
Okay.
That's my theory. But he honestly, he's so pale in the dark circles under his eyes.
And he's, like, bloated.
They should have really, the producers, been like, you know what, dude? You need to be sober for 6 weeks before we film this. Like, you have to be handsome and charming. Like, you look like shit. You look like you're going to have a heart attack and you're 37.
Mm-hmm. I like what you're going with. I think that's great.
But then I also wondered how much Cameron's getting paid to, like, narrate the story.
Oh,
it's she, like seems heavily involved.
Well, so it was interesting because I felt like they gave, like, previews of this before. And before, I could have sworn that they had showed Landon. And now it looks like they're just, like, trying to get rid of Landon. Bet you guys never thought you'd hear that one anytime soon. I would rather watch a show about Craig.
Yeah, well, I feel like Craig's going to get the next season since him and Naomi are done. Mm-hmm. And
I'm going to sign up.
That will be the next spinoff. And I noticed, though, in real time, Naomi's, like, been hanging out with the group. So she's still in the show.
Yeah, and, like, but she still hangs out. So I think that they broke up, but they're still having sex and doing blow together. That's okay. My theory.
Fair assessment.
Are you okay with that?
Did you notice that Tom Ravenel and his girlfriend and his kid, like, all went trick-or-treating together?
Yeah, I actually thought it was, like, a third kid before I realized it was the girlfriend.
Oh, so
yeah, I went there. Okay, let's move on. So you discovered a Twitter account the other day that's, like, our new favorite Twitter account.
Someone sent it to us, and I thought it was the real Don Gumbelson, Vicky's ex-husband. Mm-hmm. And this thing is flippin' brilliant.
Do you want to read some? So I had to, unfortunately, I had to break Mary's heart, and I was like, oh, Mary, I know it would be so good, but it's a parody account, and this whoever writes it would be our friend.
Okay. Just October 30th, from Don Gumbelson. Glad to see Vicky cut out the middleman and is faking illnesses for herself. If you want a job done right, do it yourself. Hashtag RHOC. Oh, wait. Oh, snap. And then, okay, this one, October 23rd. Vicky's panic attack reminds me of both of our reactions after the vow renewal in Aruba.
One more.
Let's see here.
It's good. So, and remember, it's Dawn with two N's at Dawn Gumbelson. So when you're looking for it.
Yeah. Yeah, there. It's great. Please enjoy it on your own time.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of which, though, let's just, like, get into OC.
Okay. Best episode all season long.
Yes, I agree. But this point, like, definitely confirms I don't want Peggy back next season. So she's out of my cast.
No, this like made me laugh so much. Basically,
the editors were trolling us. No, like, or trolling Vicky at least.
Well, we cut to Vicky, like, she's, you know, the ambulance is there. But then all the girls are trying to be, like, the number one helper. Yeah. They're all like. I mean, I work at a school and emergencies happen all the time. It's like, clear the room, two adults, like, we'll take care of it. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, in this situation, it's like, no, I'm going to be the number one helper. No, push aside. Like, everyone's coming in like they're going to help. It's like, you can't do shit. Like,
I actually was on Kelly's side because I felt like she was like, Peggy was like to the physician, she was, do what you need to do. Or, hold on, let me do that. Do what you need to do as a physician to make her feel better. It's like, oh, is that what I should do, Peggy? Thanks for the tip. Like, get the fuck out of here. She's like, oh, is Vicky asking for Peggy? You tell me she asked for me, I go in. You tell me I want her to get better. I'm number one. UCLA. No. Go Bruins.
No, I know. And then when Vicky came out with the white claw, I was like, is this Michael Jackson coming out?
Shannon was killing me. Like,
being carried out in the robe.
She was like, she had the robe over her head on a stretcher. And then, like, they take her outside and they're like, Vicky. And she's like, as if the robe is like an invisible, like, soundproof shield that she can't hear anything, not an answer. And then they get outside. She, like, takes it off of her. I could tell you, Vicky did not want to go to the hospital because they're like, okay, we're going to take you to the hospital. And all of a sudden she's like, no, I just want to rest here. Like, all I wanted was a fucking casserole and some attention, not a hospital visit.
No, she literally, this is what I think happened. She didn't sleep.
Right.
She's dehydrated.
Right.
And she has anxiety. It's called a hangover.
Yeah. Just like get an IV in your arm and you'll be good to go.
She literally went to the hospital for a hangover. I'm like, I wish I could do that every Sunday.
Yeah, I would love that. Like, I would love for somebody just to come to my house and give me an IV.
That'd be great.
Yeah, it'd be wonderful.
But meanwhile, the other girls are like, I'm starving.
Yeah.
I need to go. I need some food.
Yeah, and the best is that they're like encouraging each other too, right? So, like, Lydia comes down and, like, Megan and Kelly are, like, sitting there eating. And, like, Lydia's like, I'm bulimic, so I'm going to the hospital. And, like,
I know, right?
Megan, like, looks at Kelly. She's like, Kelly, you have to eat. You have to eat. You need sustenance. Like, they're both, like, convincing each other. Like, yes, we need to eat food. We need to. And then because Lydia's like, I'm the best friend. I'm going to the hospital.
No, nobody took them seriously. So, or took Vicky seriously. Right. So they're all like, let's go about our day. Have our freaking get delicious soup and shark feed. And even a thing, but
yeah, the fermented shark. That's what you meant. I know you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like, she'll be back in like an hour.
No, they were going to take the shifts. Let's take the shifts.
Oh yeah. Kelly was like very intent on taking shifts. And then it was like, the whole thing though was like kind of like weird, right? So it was like, you know, when the last time Vicky faked something, when she was like, need to be in a neck brace because of, Glamis, which we all know she didn't need that neck brace for 6 months, but whatever.
She got helicoptered out.
Like, how much medical do you think she's paying on this shit? Do you think she pays her? Do you think, like, Bravo's like, fuck?
Well, ambulance in Iceland's free.
Because of international,
they have universal Medicare.
Oh, okay. Remind me if I'm going to do something to break it there.
No problemo.
Okay, thanks. But then, like, when Vicky, that happened in the, you know, and Shannon and Megan wouldn't go visit her in the hospital, and they were like, we can't believe you would do that, and then none of them were going to go do it.
No, and then, like, when I see the flashbacks, I'm like, whoa, Shannon has put on so much weight. It's just such a reminder. It's crazy.
But she looks way better now. She was too skinny.
I know a few things in my life. You can never be too rich.
Okay.
Too popular.
Yep.
Too skinny.
You sound like Joyce from Beverly Hills. Wasn't that like her tagline? You can never be too rich or too skinny.
Yeah.
But, well, okay, but like Leanne Locken, I think Leanne Locken is too skinny. Like, she looks just like skin put on a skeleton. Like, it's not a good look. Maybe if she, like, got lesser, like, veneers.
Oh, her body doesn't bother me.
Oh, okay. Well, besides the fact. Anyways, I think Shannon looks good with a little extra weight put on her. I'm going to tell her that when I see her on Saturday.
Oh, great. Great.
Shannon Storms, you look great. I don't care what the weather is. You're killing it. It's hot where you are.
Killing it.
That's what I'm going to tell her. Okay, so then they get wasted at dinner.
Well, they get a good buzz going. They're like, let's get Vicky a casserole to go.
Fucking, like, trolls.
Yeah, and then Vicky, all of a sudden, she's back. It was a high blood pressure.
But okay, I don't know if you heard, but when she was in the van on the way back, she told Steve she had a blood clot.
Yeah, which I didn't get like, that.
Well, it's just another Vickyism. Sometimes your words get confusing.
Right, I guess she
when
had
you're
another...
like cancer, not cancer, and you just forget certain words.
Another case of the Vickies.
Another yet. Yeah. Mary.
No, I think they said that on film.
I know, they did, but that was a really good thing that you just threw in there. Okay, so then Vicky comes back, and they're like, Vicky, it's a gesture! We got you a casserole!
They're all, like, wasted. They're like, we got you the casserole! You got the casserole! You win! The casserole is yours!
And, like, instead of Vicky being like, fuck you guys, she's like, finally, Someone recognized. She goes, I love a good casserole.
She's just like, no, she's like overwhelmed. She's like, oh my God, they're all yelling at me in love of casseroles. Like, amen. Amen. Jesus heard me.
And then they're like, can you have a drink? She's like, I can have 10.
She's like, I mean, I guess I could have a drink. I mean, I only just got out of the emergency room. I think it's fine.
Yeah. And like, I feel like she like looked at a producer like, I can have a drink, right? And they're like, your life. You already signed the waiver that if you die, it's okay. You can't blame us.
So good. Then they get wasted.
They get like lit. They it's take like the party back to Shannon's room or whoever's room, and they get like wasted. And like I think
naked, wasted. Yeah.
Remember, this is like what happened in Ireland. It's like they don't plan. They did not plan the camera guys right. What they don't realize is there's a time change. So these bitches are not going to bed until 5 a.m. because they're thrown off from the time change. You better change your camera crew to be fucking awake then. I don't need this iPhone bullshit recording. I need HD.
No, but it almost made it. It made it so much more raw. It was basically, I think they had like one camera guy doing this.
Yeah, and he was like, I've been up for 24 hours because these bitches don't sleep. I've been at the hospital. He's like, I've actually seen what an Icelandic hospital was like. Because that's what Kelly and Tamara just wanted to go like tour a hospital there.
Yeah.
But so Tamara goes on her fake crying spree of like, and her and Vicky like make
her
up.
Her tear ducts don't work.
No.
Yeah, so they basically try
They've
to make
left
amends.
With her belly button. Yes. So yes, so they try to, they like make amends and they're like.
But really the root of the whole thing was that Tamara was mad because Vicky chose Brooks over her and she knew Brooks wasn't a good guy. And she was like, come on, like you need to believe me. And like, I'm trying to protect you.
Do you think that's because in the reverse situation, Tamara ended up choosing Vicky over Simon? If you think about it, because when she's like, well, I wouldn't ask her to pick Eddie over me. And I'm thinking, and I'm like, you know what? Technically, right? When Tamara realized that Simon was a bad egg, so she got rid of him. But Tamara is so stupid. She doesn't know how to articulate her points. So like, she could have said that, like, I chose you over Simon because you pointed out that he was not healthy for me. Now, okay, I don't know why I'm trying to rationalize housewives.
Yeah,
right
and that's a lot. That's
I know. I've got to go back to school and get my master's, and I'm going to write my theory on housewives.
I think
or my thesis.
I think you make an interesting point.
Okay,
I just think that these are grown women, and they need to have friendships and then relationships with men. Like,
normal
those are different
beings.
Things.
Yeah.
No, those are different things.
Right. Well, and it's like you don't get your people involved. Like, I will never, whoever I'm dating, like, to my best friend, I will never tell bad things about my boyfriend. Because I feel like, why would you ever want to tell your, why will I call you and be like, he did the cutest thing for me today. Let me brag about him for 10 minutes. Like, I'm going to be like, that fucking asshole didn't come to dinner because he decided to go. Like, I'm going to tell you everything bad. I'm never going to tell you the good stuff.
I know.
Stuff.
It never works.
So your opinion will always be negative of him because I vent to you and I don't tell you the good things.
Yeah. But so
that's why you can't share too much. You can't share too much.
No, I agree with that. But at the end of the day, Brooks was a fraud.
Well, yeah, he was the worst. So he faked cancer. I don't know if you remember. It happened like 2 seasons ago. It was like just a small storyline.
Okay, but then, okay, so then Kelly's also trying to chime in on this. And then meanwhile, Shannon is buzzing in Megan's ear and she's like, she's a fucking liar, that fucking liar. Vicky, you do this. And then she
launches into her. Yeah.
She's like, Vicky, you do it every week.
Vicky, you do it every week.
And, like, meanwhile, Tamara's just, like, hysterically crying like a little bunny.
In the corner. Like, was it into, like, Peggy's arms? Like, whose arms was she, like, crying into?
I don't know. And then...
the best was when Kelly tried to get involved, and Tamara uses a Kelly line on Kelly.
This is between A and B. See your way out.
I was like, oh, Kelly just got Kellied.
That's, like, a fifth grade line.
She's
so
like,
lame.
She's like, what comes before part B? Partay!
I know. It's going like, on. Oh, her Kelly. Puns.
But like,
her puns are bad.
Who knew? Like, Kelly is my favorite. I am so loving Kelly this season. When Peggy tried to start shit with her, like, I'm going to have my husband call your husband. And Kelly's like,
what? Like, that was so
The whole
weird.
Thing I don't understand. when she did the whole deco, my husband tell me I go to hospital and not going to disrespect him. I'm like, what the fuck?
No, I, you know, I love what Kelly said. She's like, I was taught to get an education so I don't have to be backed up by a man, which I have been taught that as well.
But and what's I'm Kelly's
really,
career?
I've really followed through on that one.
Yeah. What's Kelly's career? Is it being a housewife and getting paid for it?
Yeah, but I mean, she's got that ASU degree, or is it U of A?
I think it's U of A.
Okay. And she's like, how the fuck did you get into UCLA?
I love that.
And she's like, I'll have my dad beat up your dad. And
she's like, what'd you say?
Her dad's dad. I was like, I know, but I think
what she was trying to say is like how ridiculous it is that you're gonna have the husband call my husband. Like, also, he's not your husband because you divorced. Do we have to keep reminding Peggy of this?
They're not really legally married. No, I'm like,
there's
almost
no
positive.
Way. There's no way. Then,
meanwhile, in the corner, Tamara's literally Peter Pants.
Like
she does
legit
this often. She needs to get that vagina surgery. Like, they tighten you up.
Or call Rinna and ask for her Depends. I'm sure she's
something
a lifetime
like
supply. But the best part is she still goes to bed in them, wakes up in them. I also have a new theory. So I have another theory. Mm-hmm. So when Tamara went to Kelly's room the next day to talk about everything, she put the mask on.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream
has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com, and love the skin you're in. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to THEOUAI.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
So she didn't have to put a face of makeup on. Agreed. I love that theory.
Yeah.
But how brilliant would it be if they had Tamra, Vicky, Kelly team?
I would love that. And no, Shannon. Like, can Shannon come on? Oh, they turn on.
I think they turn on Shannon.
We'll have to 5150 Shannon. We cannot have that happen. Shannon will not survive. She'd be like, "What is this? No! Yuck!" No, then she's definitely gaining Ouai. She's gonna just eat Vicky.
I don't know. But I loved that they hashed it out, and I hope that they can move forward. But I feel like in real time it's gone sour.
Yeah, I don't think they're friends anymore in real time. I think so something must have. But I also feel like everything always works its Ouai out at the reunion. So maybe they like each other now.
I just want them to go to Undelay's and be happy together.
I agree. Like that Mexico trip, that was when I liked Lydia too, when they were there for Tamara's bachelorette party.
I also have a problem. I think that OC does like too big of trips. Like, they did Iceland.
Yeah, because they went to Ireland last year. They don't ever go to little trips.
No, they need to do more like
just the Berkshires.
Like easy getaways, like Palm tropical, Springs. Like, yeah. Yeah, Palm Springs. Well, I mean, I
or guess like a weekend
do.
In all... San Diego. No, because they don't go together, though.
Well, they all went to, they've been to Palm Desert and San Francisco. I don't know.
San Francisco was what? Like five, that was with Vicky's old chin.
That's true.
They haven't gone anywhere little.
They need to do like a couple just like girls getaways, like 2 or 3 nighters, like Santa Barbara, Montecito, stay at Oprah's house.
Yes. Yes.
And also, like more like beach, not like these adventure trips. They're not adventures.
Right. I totally agree. Like New York does it so well. They go to the Berkshires, they do like Atlantic City, and then they do like one big trip to like St. Bart's or Mexico, and they stay in the same house, and that is how the crazy goes.
Yeah, maybe these girls need to do like a Caribbean vacay.
But don't like Beverly Hills, I feel like they do big trips. Like they do big trips, but they know their worth, right? Like, they're like, oh, we'll go to Hong Kong, but we're going shopping at the mall. We're going to Chanel.
Yeah.
Like, they still make sure that they're, like, living a lavish lifestyle where OC is, like, top of the morning. Well, see, maybe needs to do like South America, like Colombia, Belize.
Never get, oh, they go to Colombia. They're never getting back. No, they need to. Their short trip could be Mexico. You just go to Vicky's house in Puerto Vallarta. Everyone stays there.
Yeah.
And then you do, or like, remember they went to Canada? That was a good one too.
No, I want tropical. I don't want to be in this winter stuff.
So Hawaii they could go to.
Yes. Okay, yes. That's easy. It's 5 hours away.
Yeah. Like Lydia went there when they were having talk about the Balls Voyage. Like, no, Lydia, I don't want to see you and your family. I want to see you idiots getting drunk together. Well, I guess they did go to Hawaii when Heather did Reno. What was that show? Hawaii 5-0. Yeah. But we need the whole cast.
Yeah, I need something different. But anyways, I digress. Yes. Okay, then basically
I don't even care. Let's move on.
Peggy won't answer and
Peggy like Ferris Bueller'd herself. Like, you know when like Ferris is like sick and he plays the recording, like so if you knock on his door, like he's like, I'm not feeling well. Peggy's like, I need time. And then Lydia, I want to fucking smack Lydia. She's like, sweetie, you've had all day to have time. Like, shut the fuck up, Lydia. Peggy doesn't want to hang out with you. Just go away. Go not eat something in the corner.
Right. Later. And then they're going to get in a big fight about Aspen next week.
Oh, that I'm excited for. What do you think she says? I think she says she's a bad mom.
Kelly already did that.
So. Yeah, but I think she like goes into like evidence or something. Because why does she have her phone out?
Well, I guess we'll find out. TBD.
Ugh, countdown is on. Yeah, thank you. I wasn't sure what that meant.
Okay, let's go over to the Garden State in New Jersey.
Oh, I was like, the Garden State. Is that? Yeah, it has to be New Jersey.
New Jersey. It's New Jersey. Didn't you love that movie with Zach Braff?
Oh. You know, I just made the connection right now.
Okay. Okay.
It's been a long week, okay?
That's all right. That's all right. Every day, literally every day I'd wake up, I'm like, it's Friday, right? Fuck, it's only Wednesday. Fuck, it's only Thursday.
But tomorrow you can wake up. I'm going to start calling Thursday Friday Junior.
Yes, someone said that recently to me. Oh. I don't remember who said that, though. Well, okay, anyways, so yes. Margaret gets off the plane. She's like, I got to wash the puss in the pits. I was like, oh, my God. God bless you. She's awesome.
Margaret is like, I just want to discuss a few things here. Like, honestly, I know we're supposed to, like, talk, you know, in chronological order, whatever. But I'm, like, very actually worried about Siggy.
She has... Like... There's something loose. I'm, like, also thinking, like... Is she having, like, marital troubles?
Michael Campanello. I'm like, he is not Harry Hamlin. Stop fucking saying his full name. I don't get it. Who wants to get life advice from her after watching this season? Like, realistically.
She's off
She's ruining her career. And Margaret confirmed this episode that Siggy does have extensions. Cut your hair.
I know. She's like, everything's made in China, including your implants and your extensions. I was like, oh, snap back. And then I also looked up the Macbeth collection, which is kind of like a cheaper Lily Pulitzer. More affordable.
Yeah. We're like, it's not as nice as Lily Pulitzer, but it'll do. I feel like I could see Southern Charm. It's a big, I bet it's huge in Boca.
I could see Tamara wearing a, like some of the things on this too.
Oh, for
it's a
sure.
It's a lot of patterns and fun colors. It's vacation wear.
Yeah, like if you Marge Junior or Senior, whoever is listening, which is neither, but if you guys want to send us some clothes, we're happy to photograph in them, wear them. We'll post it on the Instagram. We'll get like 4 likes.
We're California girls.
Yeah, we're into it.
This is our leisure wear.
Yeah, we would. I like it.
Yes.
Okay. But really, I'm just worried. I'm worried. And what do you think about Dolores? Frankie living at Dolores's house. What do you like with the boyfriend? God, like,
literally the boys. Okay, the meatheads, Frank and Frankie, and like, why would she go out on a date and then her supposed a boyfriend brings them home food? Something seems fishy to me. And also, I love how they like said this Mexican standoff, like who's gonna get married first. It's like they're definite. She says it's the love of her life and they have this great friendship, but he cheated on her. Do they maybe they just still sleep together, so that's why they can't get over it. What's going on?
I don't know. It sounds like he's the one for her that got away, obviously, because he cheated, so she like had to divorce him. But are they even divorced, or are they just separated?
Good question. Probably separated because of tax purposes.
I don't know. It's, the whole thing's weird. Now, however, okay, so this is what I can't decide. Like, Dolores, I really want to like Dolores, but she needs to understand that you can back your best friend, but you don't need to, you also need to tell your best friend when they're being in the wrong.
Right.
I'm sorry, I'm jumping all over the place because I watched this in a stupor last night.
I watched it where?
In a stupor, just like I was like hazy.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, well, I did like what Frankie said. He's like, don't worry, Teresa will come to your senses. Like, you've been friends with her for 20 years. Like, I will say the men of Jersey, like, definitely rationalize the girls.
Yeah. What did you think about Teresa and Melissa? I think it's all a fake feud, right? She's like, you're only a Gorga by marriage.
That was kind of, like, really fucked inappropriate. Up. Yeah. That was bad. Like, if my brother divorces you, you're gone. It's like, what? Like, yeah. You can't say that.
I was like, but I think it's like a put on storyline because I don't think they really have anything.
They have so much. This grandma dying, like, breaks my heart. Her dad. That was, like, truly the love of his life. Like,
met when they were 13. I'm like, I couldn't even remember any person I met at 13 that I'd, like, want in my life still. Man-wise, boy-wise. No.
Like, I just think they were really true loves, and he misses her so much. I think it's so sweet. And that, yeah. I love that he's living with them.
I like that. I like that it seems like Joe Gorga bought the restaurant. It's, like, cute. Like, he did that to give his dad purpose, and then it's, like, yeah. A way to keep the family together. I think that's, like, really sweet. And I think, like, if Teresa's going to be an asshole to Melissa, like, no. She can't do that.
Yeah.
It's not okay. Just
no,
saying.
I agree.
But that's why I think it's fake. Because I think she knows better. I think she's just like, let's just do this storyline to make it seem like we're kind of feuding again.
No, I don't think Teresa has a backbone, though, with those girls. And like, ugh. Agreed. Gia's like, Mom, you need to set some boundaries. Melania's freaking insane. And then I love how Teresa was like, Melania, you can't have the juice box. I feel like she was like, you can't drink your calories. Like, please stop. You can only have bottled water. Melania.
She's like, go downward dog in the corner. I know. Wait, but I how know. Is Gia so like conservative and nice? Is it because like she's like, I've had to deal with so much shit. Like, I just gotta I gotta get like straight A's and I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Consider your source. It's Teresa saying that. I see her bikini shots.
I think Gia is like a really good kid. She could be like way worse. She could be like a Paris Hilton.
Oh, okay.
Like clubbing and doing all that. Like, I feel like she's in school. I think she like wants
she's drinking on the weekends.
Oh, interesting. I'd say like maybe smoking pot.
I think drinking's easier than smoking pot when you're in high school.
I don't know. I didn't do either.
Oh, well, I did, and it's easier. You just take it from your parents.
I'm just kidding. I did it. I remember one time my friend, this always like crack me up, is that, you know, you used to have the vodka bottle, and then you take some, and then you pour water in it.
Yeah.
And then she'd like stick it back in the freezer, and it would like part of it would freeze, and that's how her mom always knew we were drinking. She's like, are you serious? We weren't that smart back then. Not that we are now either, but like... Duh.
One time I just took a whole bottle of vodka and I poured it in a water bottle and I filled up the entire thing with water. And then
the vodka bottle?
Yeah.
Okay.
I filled up the entire thing with full water. And then I like got a new bottle and just replaced it. That was like brilliant.
How'd you do that?
I don't know. I would shoulder tap.
What's shoulder tap?
Oh my God. We would wait in like the like parking lots of like Safeway and be like, oh, will you buy up for us? We'll give you like $40 on top.
What?
You never did that?
No.
Shoulder tapping?
Literally never heard of shoulder tapping. We didn't do that because we just had like people who had like older brothers or sisters, or like I was never the one who had to supply it.
Mm. No, I'd just be like, oh, like Do you want to go buy us some alcohol and we'll give you a little bit more money?
They're like, okay. Yep, sure. They're like, here's some O'Doul's. You're like, I love this beer. Non-alcoholic.
Oh, so good. Wait, but yeah, I think also okay. that Siggy is just super sad because Joshua's leaving.
He's like, my cookie and her cookies. And somebody said, like, are you embarrassed, Siggy, that you, like, embarrass your son's girlfriend for talking about her cooking? She's like, no, she's supportive of me. She gets me. She loves me. Siggy's just going crazy. There was, like, this, did you see the tweet that like, Margaret, like, retweeted? And it was, like, a picture from, like, Feud, you know, like, the Joan Crawford, like, the Susan Sarandon. It was a TV show by Ryan Murphy. And anyways, it's, like, there was a picture and it was like someone standing at the top of a staircase and one person is like pushing the wheelchair and Siggy's in the wheelchair. And like Margaret's standing over her. And Siggy's like, how could you incite violence like this, Margaret? I'm trying to stand up for myself while you're trying to push me down a flight of stairs. I'm like, Siggy, you need to calm the fuck down. Stay away from the plastic surgery. Get on the right meds. Cut your hair into a cute little bob. And go teach somebody how to live their life horribly up in upstate New York.
I mean...
Overnight, because that's what she wants to do. She wants
that
to work
girl, more. Her friend that she wants to do the retreats with, she had that other show on Bravo about helping people like with the divorces, like separate their assets.
One season, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I watched a couple episodes.
Didn't Siggy once have a show too? Where she was like a love doctor or something? Does that sound familiar?
I think that's the same show.
No, this was like before.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if she was on like Millionaire Matchmaker or something like that. Like, I think she's had some appearances on like Good Morning America, stuff like that.
Oh, like she's done it like big time. Why am I still single? It was her. That's what it was called. 2011. Why am I still single? And it was on VH1.
Mm.
And it was her old face.
I could also see her like famously single like that doctor. Oh, in there, kinda yeah. Like that.
Wait,
it was probably the same show.
Her old face. She was so pretty. She needs to step away from the freaking plastic surgery. Like step away from the knife. Like you wanted to do. Give your knife to Margaret and stay away from the knives.
Oh my God. She asks literally. She's like, do you have a sharp knife to give it to Margaret? Because she keeps stabbing me in the back. I'm like,
but, oh, and Melissa was like, are we not over that? Are we not over it? Let's just go into that. So
the thing is, she just looks so bad. And like yeah. Dolores and Siggy are not giving it up. And they look so awful. And like Danielle Staub looks normal.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, Danielle Staub, we did see a little bit season one Danielle towards the end of the episode. But like, so basically they're at the Gorgas like soft opening. And I'm like, is it just housewife people though? And no other friends or family?
No, it was a tasting.
Oh, okay. So it was a tasting. And like, all I wanted to just be like, I just wanted Siggy to like, if Siggy just like chilled the fuck out.
No, she's done. The coffin is...
The nail in the coffin?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nailed.
Yeah. The coffin is...
Is nailed. Get that one going, guys. We're going to start that saying. But, like, she just was, like, going, like, it's like, move on, because literally nobody cares. Like, if I was Melissa, I'd be like, remember when you embarrassed me in front of 60 people?
Like, Siggy is off her rocker, and she's like, I'm not over it!
This is boring. And she's like, you're a mean person because you're making fun of me.
You're one of the ugliest human beings in the world for making fun of me.
This is boring.
I know. And like, then she like did this weird jig. Her husband must have been like, oh my God, I'm horrified of you. How have I been doing this for 11 years?
Oh my God. It was like that shimmy. I was like, is she going to like bop her in the head or like pull a pigtail or something? Like, what's she doing?
I don't know. And then, like, Siggy, it's like, lose the dead weight.
Yeah.
I mean, not Siggy, Dolores.
Oh,
Dolores.
I was like, who
Dolores,
is that, Dolores?
Lose the dead weight. And then, oh my God. And then she, I don't think she does have a boyfriend, to be honest.
You don't think so?
I think it's fake.
Who was that house then from last week that she was in?
I mean, anybody's.
This is true. Wait. Like, so you think she's faking a boyfriend to make Frank jealous?
I do.
Interesting.
Yeah, I do. I'm going with that.
I like
until
that
I see him on film, I'm not believing it. Anybody, I can show photos of boys all the time.
George Glass is his name.
Let's Google it.
No, I'm saying George Glass. Okay, it's like a Brady Bunch reference.
Oh.
Jan said that she had a fake boyfriend. Yeah, and his name was George Glass, and that's where the whole, like, sure, Jan. That's what that is from.
Okay. Gotcha, gotcha.
But anyways, we, like, leave on that, and...
No, but then Danielle's like, yeah. Hey, Dolores, where's your honey? When do I get to meet that one now? And, like, it was...
And then I was like, okay, where's Kim D? Like, let's get some shit going. When's the posh fashion show? I'm ready.
And she's like, she wants to know, she's like, has anyone met your boyfriend? It's like, and you all live in the same house? Like, what's going on?
Oh, wait, she says that the boyfriend lives at the house with them?
No, I think she's like, so, what's your living arrangement? Like, does your boyfriend come over when your husband's there?
Oh, yeah. It was getting deep, and I was like, I am right. Like, this season is bringing it. We're on, what, week 4 or 5? This has been good.
No, I feel like, maybe 4.
Well, you know, the crab cakes are fucking salty anyway.
Yeah. Let us know if the pasta's too salty.
Yeah, she's like, hey, it's me, Siggy. I'll tell you. They're going to let you know if it's too salty. We're like, Siggy, shut the fuck up.
Oh, I got to get the recipes. Got to get the recipes.
Yeah, I'm like, probably not going to happen. No. Anyways, let's move on to
the finale of Dallas.
Yes. I was trying to think of what the state of Texas is.
Well, it's Leanne's carnival themed engagement party.
It's like she's just not going to drop. Okay.
Oh, that line. She's like, Deandra grew up with the silver spoon in her mouth. I grew up with a corn dog in my mouth.
What was her line later that when she's like, what did she say later? And I wanted to cry laughing. Shit. I can't remember what she said, but she's like, I'm happier than a pig in a pile of mud.
I know, about getting married. She's like, I literally locked this one down. I don't know how I did it. She had to sell a gun to get me this ring.
When he was like, it's no 9/11, and I was like, is he talking about the Twin Towers?
The same thing too. And I was like, oh my god, it's a gun.
I was like, this is so deep. And then they're like talking about payments, and I'm like, they're not talking about that. They're talking about something else. So I have a question about Leanne. Like, I can't figure it out because Leanne's like, I'm a carny kid, and these hands, they might be hands. But they can do things. Like, I'm trying to figure out, because this was also
that was when I thought she was giving hand jobs. Like,
hand jobs at the roundup. I know the girls who did it. but here's my problem though. She was also like, she's just a conundrum. She's an enigma wrapped in a riddle, not wrapped in cash, we know, because Rich went to Sears. Rich went to Sears. But was then, she like, there, or was she a Miss Arizona? Like, I can't figure out what her life is. Like, she plays this whole carny lifestyle. But I'm like, so you were with your mom for 2 months when she was in the carnival circuit, and then you lived with your grandparents, where you seemed to have a normal childhood.
Right, right. She's just, you know, she's.
No, I can't figure it out. I'm not. I need someone to call her out on it. Not call her out. Just ask her to explain her story.
Well, I'm surprised Deandra, like, totally backs her up so much.
Well, that's okay. That's another question I have. Is Leanne a good friend? Because the show makes her seem like she's not really a good friend, right?
But I think Brandy is a fair weather friend.
Yeah. She's and she plays that I'm manipulated card. She plays like she's a victim and like, oh, I'm being told this way, or oh, they really convinced me.
She'll totally make fun of you behind your back. Like, and, you know, she's, I think if they have a third season, which they should. I think.
Oh, wait, what? You think they should? Did you end up liking Dallas at the end of it?
Well, I'm kind of curious now because I think it will turn on Brandy. It's like, I feel like Brandy thinks she's on top right now and she's the number one, and her and Carrie and Stephanie watch the reunion together. They're besties. But I'm like, you're like a mean human being. Like, you're bad.
Doesn't she know
like
that Leanne's number one? Brandy is number two.
Her, like, with her kids is concerning.
Fuck those little kids. The fact that she's like, whenever Brooklyn sees a little person, she thinks it's an elf on a shelf. I'm like, what the fuck, Brandy? That is so rude.
She's so, like, she...
It makes me think of, like, remember the movie Elf with Peter Dinklage? Yeah. And he, like, calls him an elf and he's like, say it one more time. He's like, you're an elf! And I'm like, I can't wait for Brandy's kids to be fucking hit like that.
They're gonna get hurt at school because they're so mean.
And they're also little redheads. No offense.
I'm strawberry blonde.
Yeah, I know. But, like, with, like, legit gingers, like, they tell him, like, you have no soul. Oh. And, like, I don't actually know if these kids have any soul. And then I'm thinking, who the hell cleans up that mess from that confetti mess? I don't think Brandy cleans. Like, I think they have a housekeeper. And, like, her husband also hates her.
Do you think she's, like, high as a kite all the time?
Oh, yeah. She got some good stuff from that mommy makeover, and she's been filling those prescriptions over and over.
The mommy makeover finally settled down. It reminded me of, like, after Vicky got her surgery and they filmed way too fast. It's like, it's finally her face is settled. It's not swollen anymore. Her eyebrows have lowered. Mm-hmm. She finally looks decent.
She looks like a normal human being.
And I don't think she should have any more children.
No, please stop bringing these children into the world. They're not good kids. And they're not cute. And was she making them, like, cake pops, like, there? I was, like, trying to figure out what she was doing. Like, the whole thing. But you know what? Still love Stephanie and Travis. Love them.
Okay, Stephanie's grown on me.
Yes.
Stephanie's grown on me. Except, but I don't want her to get caught up with Brandy.
I agree. So, I need you to go back and watch season one.
Okay. I think they drink a crazy amount of tequila.
I think Brandy's like, a full-fledged alcoholic, realistically.
Like, so before we go out, do you just, like, want to have a shot of tequila? I'm like, that's not normal. You have a glass of wine, you have a vodka soda. Like, you don't go to your friend's house and, like, sit and have tequila shots and then go. Right?
Sure.
I mean.
No, but yes, I agree. Like, if you're going to, like, a party, Yeah. But am I going to a bar and am I going to have seven more shots when I get there? Yeah. If I'm going to, like, a brunch for somebody's engagement or, you know, a nice, like, dinner party where I'm wearing a $1,000 dress.
Yeah.
I'll have a glass of wine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. They drink in it. Like, even when they were at that brunch, or, like, Carrie, Stephanie and Brandy, they were, like, there to tell her that Liam manipulates her. And she's like, oh, my God, I had no idea. First off, I wanted Brandy to run a hand through her curls. She had, like, her Shirley Temple curls.
Yeah, they were too tight.
Then she's like, we'll have three shots of tequila, and then I'll also have a margarita.
I know. It's like, what time is it? 11 a.m.?
And they're like, yeah, it is. Yeah. It is 11 a.m.
It seems bizarre.
Yeah. What did you think about Liam?
They probably, like, all have DUIs.
No, I think they, like, get rides everywhere. Mm-hmm. I think, like, Stephanie and... Okay, I think Deandra and Cam are, like, crazy rich, right? They're the top rich people in that cast. Mm-hmm. Then I think it's Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think it's Carrie. Then I think it's Brandy. Then I think it's Leanne. So,
but,
like,
also, like, the Leanne engagement party, like, the flowers were insane.
Oh, I think
it was
that was
really,
like,
pretty.
Oh, that was a nice engagement party, but I'm pretty sure Bravo had to have paid for that.
Okay.
Like,
because
I can't.
It's like the end of the season party.
It's like the finale party, yeah. But So I just would say, like, Deandra and Cam are Sax and
no,
Neiman's,
but
Leanne is Sears.
Right, but I also think Carrie is more wealthy than Stephanie. I mean, Carrie got an $8,000 wallet and a $12,000 bag from Zuri.
How pissed do you think Mark was when Zuri dropped that box when she came down the stairs? He's like, motherfucker, I'm getting my tubes tied right this fucking second. This fucking kid, I already hate her guts. Why the fuck is she here?
Like, how have they been married for 7 years?
You know, he's like, Zuri, you're going outside in your gut and you're pulling landscaping duty. No, he hates his daughter so much and she can't do anything right.
I know.
Maybe he's, like, rent the runway for purses, though.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And so he's like, you get to wear this for one whole week. Like, remember that one time that the night when Vicky yelled and was like, you're my sister, my soulmate, at Tamara.
Right, right.
And remember she said that Brooks rented her the fur?
Mm.
I always just remember that she's like, Brooks got this for me. She's like, it's rented.
Oh, I don't remember the renting part, though. But I wore a real fur this week for my Cruella costume.
It was real fur. Mary.
Yeah. It was my aunt's.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, I'm all about fur.
Oh, no. Fur free on this side. Dear gosh. Mary with another controversial comment.
well, it's not like they're heirlooms.
Okay.
I'm not buying them for
so
myself.
What did you think of the relationship between Leanne and her mom?
I mean, once again, it's like I'm over these storylines. Like, yeah. You grew up just fine. You thought you were abandoned. Your mom did the best she could. She had you at 19. Your dad left you. But you grew up in a nice life, and you were Miss Arizona.
Right.
And where did these items come from?
You got to be a Miss Congeniality.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
She's done just fine for herself.
Yeah. Like, relax. Okay, so let's talk about the brunch.
Well, also, I love – well, it kind of also – because Leanne says to Brandy at the engagement party,
thank
like,
you.
You're, like, the most forgiving, the most open, the most tender, but don't fuck me over. I'll slit your throat. It's like, wait, what? Like, that's so extreme. That is
They're
so
just hands.
Extreme.
They're just hands.
Don't fuck me over. I'll slit your throat.
And Brandy's like, okay, time to go. It was weird.
Okay, then we go to the brunch, which I cannot. They act like they go to the party the next day. Do you think they're really back to back?
Yeah.
If I go out the night before, I can't do anything the next
yeah,
day.
Yeah, I don't think they party like us, though.
Oh, okay.
But I agree. But it was interesting to me. Like, Leanne decides to wear, like, a orange jumper, or like, red-orange. She looked really nice. And then Carrie shows up to an engagement brunch in all white. Do people not understand the rules of a fucking wedding?
I've seen people wear white weddings.
Yeah, I just don't understand. It's like, you have literally thousands. Mark could have picked you out a different dress.
Yeah.
And no. That's what she came in. Okay, so the brunch is just the fucking worst because instead of just being like, let's celebrate, they're like, by the way, if y'all want a season 3, you better try to kill each other.
Like, literally, it's totally snapped.
Like, yeah, real, they're like, wives with knives. Real housewives with real knives. Real kitchen knives.
There's going to be, like, an incident. Like, they're going to go, like, Tonya Harding on each other.
They're just hands.
Just, like, doesn't get old. So, anyways, at some point, they just keep, like, they're basically just telling Leanne she's an awful human being.
Yeah.
And they're like, now, she did lie, though, because she did try to deny that she didn't say anything on the boat about the reputation.
I know. I was, like, kind of confused about that a little bit. Like, I guess I just don't care enough, so.
Yeah, it also
they just
was
can't
just
let things go. They want to bring her down. They want to bring her down.
Right. And it's like, she'll bring herself down. You guys literally don't have to do anything. She'll get a flesh-eating bacteria. Just take her to Mexico.
Right.
Have a good time. You literally don't have to do anything. She does it to herself.
Yeah. Totally.
Okay, so then, whatever. So Brandy, like, makes a scene and storms off. And then she's like, as she storms off,
thanks.
She's like, thank you for
thanks.
Having me. Thank you for having me. Okay, so
and
let's
then,
go over.
Wait, and then Cameron's like, come on, guys.
No, she goes,
no.
Come on, guys. You know she's not going to kill you, right? And she's like, smart people kill with knives. Dumb people, they just die. And she's like, and the way to kill him, sparkle dog food.
It will literally kill your pets and dehydrate them.
Literally will kill them. Okay, so then there's like, after that, then there's like this music, and it's like making a murderer music. It's like, dun, 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 dun. And it's like doing.
Whoever writes these is so flipping brilliant.
That should be our job.
I know.
Okay, so let's go over them all because we wrote them out because they were too good. You want
to
start?
Okay, so this is Deandra's. D gave Deandra the key to the business, but didn't tell her she made a duplicate. D insisted she stay on through the new product lunch, and it is still in the office every day at 9 a.m.
Carrie returned to work 2 days a week. Mark flew her to Zurich to celebrate and bought her another Birkin.
Cam isn't 100% sure that Liam won't kill anyone. I don't know why I'm talking in this accent.
Keep going. I like it.
But it doesn't matter because Sparkle Dog has hit the shelves and Court is out of the red and into the pink.
Cruz continues to excel at his new school. Construction continues on Stephanie's new house. Travis continues to complain about spending money.
Brandy is taking space from Land and has stopped being nasty. Except with Stephanie, who loves a nasty joke. And Brian, who likes it that way too. As they're crying for their third child.
It's literally written there for you.
I said it. I was trying to like leave pauses.
To be at peace for our wedding next summer, Leanne is adding behavioral therapy to anger management and taking Brandy off the guest list. And I just was like, I need more Dallas.
It's way better when you read them as it goes across the TV screen.
Yeah.
I don't know why it didn't transcribe here.
Yeah. But speaking of transcribing and reading off the screen, we need to, before we end tonight, we need to finish with our reviews.
Absolutely. 5 stars only.
Five stars only. How many stars, Mary?
I'd say 5.
Yeah. And what happens when you put something lower than 5?
Sorry we have ADD, people. Sorry we don't know how to work the sound. Sorry I have a full-time job.
Yeah.
They're just hands. We'll find you.
Just kidding. I don't have enough time to do that. But I think you can read the one from today.
Okay. Well, let me see. Got to see all. I got 59.
Yep. Thank you guys for all the reviews. We're like cracking up reading them. Okay.
From Jeff. Gaz T?
Yeah.
5 stars only.
Yeah, 5 stars only. Is that what she said?
That's literally the title of it. 5 stars only! Exclamation point.
Yes.
These girls make Bravo shows even better. Can I tag Andy on this? Question mark. Nothing more fun than rehashing Soggy Flicker, the Countess, Kelly God, and the rest with Courtney and Mary. Plus, it's hilarious to live vicariously through tales of Wednesday drink-a-thons barely making it through the work the next day. Oh, my God. I remember those days fondly. And yes, was that middle-aged lady laughing hysterically on the Q train last week in Brooklyn because they're too good to hold back? Thanks, girls. Judge on. Oh, my God. I love that one. I hadn't read that one yet.
That was the one from our friend that said she wrote us one today. So thank you. 5 stars. Okay, this one is from Kenny Chesney Rocks. Bravo obsessed. 5 stars. This podcast is everything. Hands up in the air emoji, hands up in the air emoji, hands up in the air emoji. Okay, guys.
Wait, so- and then, okay, wait, this is, I got this one from Bitchy Bitchy. I truly can't get enough of these two. 5 stars. I am so obsessed with this podcast that I'm starting to become delusional and think Mary and Courtney are my friends. We are.
We're
saying what you're thinking. We know we are. You two are the best, Ev. Thank you for this one-way friendship. 5 stars.
If this is you, can you DM us? Because we are friends.
Yes, we'll totally be your friend. You guys, we try our best to write back on the DMs.
Yeah, like sometimes it like gets a little crazy. Maybe it takes us a day or two or never to like write back, but we really try hard. No, I'm serious. Like, no, sometimes like people are like, thanks for writing back. Like, we love talking to you guys. These full-time jobs like
and we
the
like
way.
Tips.
Not money. Well, we'll take that too. But like, we love the hot takes. We love the hot takes. So yeah, keep sending us some reviews. Keep sending us your dating stories. We don't have enough time today. We're already like going very long. But we'll do that next.
Also, we're gonna record on Tuesday. It's a new podcast out. Wednesday, my birthday is on Thursday. So like, clearly, I'll be going out. Thursday, Friday.
Yeah. So we won't do Jersey next week, but that's okay. We'll get it the week after. Guys, if you want more Summer Mary or Indian Summer Mary, you have to understand.
Well, now I'm kind of Birthday Mary.
Ooh, Birthday Mary.
Birthday Mary.
Another year older Mary.
Oh.
Oh, no, I'm excited. It's going to be great. Okay. So, you guys know what to do.
Have a good week and
bye.
Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.